This technique takes advantage of the equivalence partition properties to lessen the number of test cases needed to write. As observed in the case above, all values in an equivalence partition are handled in an exactly the same manner, provided that the program is the same. This means that we only need to test one of them as representative of the partition. Going back to the example given, we only need to test any positive and negative integers and zero. We usually choose values near the middle of each partition. Hence, we may select negative 5000, 0, and positive 5000 as representatives of the partition. These three inputs use all the three partitions. Theoretically, if the program treats these values correctly, it is expected that all of the other values will be treated correctly as well.